Open the gate!
Sir Brecton stared up at the watchtower that sat atop the wall in Colnora.
Sergei opens the door!
I am Sir Brecton, commander of the Imperial Hosts, on a mission of grave importance to Her Eminence. I demand that you open at once.
And I, the gatekeeper, with strict orders to keep this gate sealed between dusk and dawn. Come back at first light.
What are we going to do?
Panic threatened to consume Amelia. The absurdity of the situation was overwhelming. The Empress's life was at stake, and they were at the mercy of a foolish man and a wooden gate. Brecton dismounted.
We can lash tree branches together to make ladders and go over the walls. Or we can build a ramp.
We don't have time for that. The full moon's high. Royce is doing the exchange at the Langdon Bridge. We have to get inside and down to that bridge. Now!
This is all your fault!
Amelia glared tearfully at Hadrian.
You and your friend! First you attempt to kill Sir Brecton, and now he's taken Medina!
Brecton reached up and took her hand.
Although he had the power to do so, Sir Hadrian did not kill me. He is not responsible for the actions of his associate. He is trying to help.
Amelia wiped tears from her eyes and nodded. She did not know what to do. She was no general. She was just a stupid peasant girl whom the nobility would soon execute. Everything was so hopeless. The only one who did not seem upset was Arista. The princess was humming. Already off her horse, she stood with her eyes closed and her hands outstretched. Her fingers moved delicately through the air, and a low vibration echoed from deep in her throat. The sound was not a tune or song of any kind. There was no discernible melody, and as Arista's voice grew louder, the air seemed to grow thick and heavy. Then there was another hum. An echo resonated from the gate. The wooden beams moved like a man quivering in the cold. They cracked and buckled. The great hinges rattled, and bits of stone fractured where they met the walls. Arista stopped humming. The gate ceased its trembling. No one dared move a muscle, and all eyes were on Arista.
Art Viras.
The gate exploded in flying bits of splintered wood and scattered snow.